make me a drink strong enough to wash away the dishwater world. This head was lemonade. From their 2012 album Port of Morrow, that's The Shins from Albuquerque and No Way Down. Getting us started with this week's edition of Contact. Andrew Lamkin with you here via the Community Radio Network across Australia through your local station. How you doing? It's been an extraordinary week, hasn't it, in one way or another? It has started to affect the Community Radio Network itself. Our studios have been closed as of this week. We're producing our programs from all sorts of different locations now, and indeed a number of stations on our network have started closed-down procedures and turned all or virtually all of their airtime over to us at the Community Radio Network. A warm welcome to all those new listeners who may be joining us for the first time, at least in certain time slots. It's good to have you aboard. Hope you enjoy the next hour of music. Various experts in the middle of all of this have suggested coping strategies such as taking pleasure in the simple things in life. You don't get much more simple than some bloke sitting here playing you some nice records for an hour. I hope you can stick around for the whole thing. This is the Community Radio Network. We're still here, and this is Contact. Welcome.
Remember that feeling. Thank you.
From this month in 1990 and therefore 30 years old. That's Rat Cat from Sydney and their last single for Waterfront Records before making the big move to Ruart back then, Saying Goodbye. Up the top of that bracket, something brand new for Mammoth Penguins from Cambridge. Sorry I Hurt Your Feelings is the name of that new single that's available via their Bandcamp page. We also had something brand new from Fen Lily from Bristol. Haven't heard from her in a couple of years. New single there, Hypochondriac. And also in the middle there, from back in 2006, and their self-titled album, Johnny Boy, and You Are the Generation That Bought More Shoes and You Get What You Deserve. Well, quite. This is Contact for another week. Hope you're enjoying it so far, around the hour and across the nation on the Community Radio Network. A hell of a lot of things have been closed and cancelled as a result of the current situation, as you know. These boys were due in Sydney this weekend. We're sure they'll be back.
Everybody TV got me going blind, and I'm really freaking out.
Another choice musical anniversary for the program this week, that's Madness from this week in 1980, a 40-year-old track from them, from their Work, Rest and Play EP, which fell between albums for them. That was Night Boat to Cairo, a track which of course also turned up originally on the One Step Beyond LP. Before that, up the top of the bracket from way back, Pop Will Eat Itself and Bulletproof. They were of course meant to be in town this weekend, but like too many other things recently, that was cancelled of course in the wake of current events. Also in there from back in 2004 and his album Happiness in Magazines, Graham Coxon, one time of Blur and Freakin' Out, and also in the middle from 2007 from the EP of the same name, Andy Lewis with some help from Paul Weller on vocals, Are You Trying to Be Lonely? It also turned up on Andy Lewis's LP from that year, You Should Be Hearing Something Now. This is Contact for another week, appearing from a different location to usual. The CRN studios have been shut for the duration. A few fine things still to come in the show this week, including a few more musical anniversaries. It's quite a week for them. I'm sure you know this one well. It's the Pretenders.
Such a drag to want something sometime. One thing leads to another, I know. Was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You arrived like a day and passed like a cloud. I made a wish, I said it out loud. Loud in the crowd. Now my place to know what you feel. I'd like to know, but why should I? Who are you then? Who are you now? Well, common labor by night, by day highbrow. Back in my room, I wonder then I sit on the bed, look at the sky. Up in the sky. Talk of the time. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe someday. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe someday. You've changed. You've changed your place in this world. You've changed. You've changed your place in this world. We'll be right back.
turn, you know you can't forget. You know you gotta get the buzz. Can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar. Scratching the fever, root for a believer. It's how a shot of love makes you feel. And you know you can't forget. You know, you gotta get the buzz. Can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar. A liar and a thief. Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real by the scratching the fever. You for a believer. It's now a shot of love. Makes you feel. This panic of fear is here to stay.
from 2007, that's Garbage, of course, from their album Version 2.0, and Special. Bit of a Chrissy Hynde-dominated bracket in one way or another just there. As you would have realised, there's quite an echo in that track of the song that began the bracket, Talk of the Town by Pretenders, from 40 years ago this week as a single in the UK, and a forerunner to their album Pretenders 2. After that, something brand new for the Pretenders from the forthcoming album Hate for Sale. It was due out in May, it's now coming out in July. That's the advance track from it called The Buzz. And in the middle as well, The Rails from 2014 from their album Fair Warning and Panic Attack Blues. The Rails is basically Cammie Thompson and James Walborn, and James these days is guitarist for the Pretenders. And the forthcoming album Hate for Sale is the first time that he and Chrissy Hynde have shared songwriting credits. So plenty more to look forward to in that album when it arrives in July. This is Contact again, nearly at the end of the program for another week via the Community Radio Network, but amongst the things left is this rather nifty little anniversary double from this week in 1995. Here's Sleeper.
Gives me pain when I think of you and the things together that we'll never do. At first it's cold and then it's hot. Try to be someone that I know I'm not. trouble, I know it. I'm feeling, I can't show it, but these feelings don't go away. I remember you, lines on your face, sharing. Inside your head, I try to reach you when I'm in my bed. In trouble, I know it, I'm feeling, can't show it, but these feelings don't go.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, from just over 30 years ago, the all-too-short-lived outfit known as the James Dean Driving Experience, from their fourth and final single, the title track, Sean Connery. Yet another single to be reissued via Optic Nerve in the near future. It was due out in May, it's now coming out in early April. As I said, originally a 12-inch single for the band in February 1990, being released for the first time now as a 4-track 7-inch EP. The rest of that bracket was a double 25th anniversary, if you like. Up the top, Sleeper from this week in 1995, and the single version of Vegas, the track that originally turned up on their debut album Smart, which is about to get the 25th anniversary reissue treatment itself. And in the middle, Teenage Fan Club from Glasgow, from the album Grand Prix, the track Mellow Doubt, also a single in this week in 1995. That's pretty much it for yet another edition of Contact, recording off-site until this whole business is over. Hope you've enjoyed the mix of music once again. We'll be back in the same time, same place next week to do it all again, going out with one more rather lovely musical anniversary for this week, and this one's 35 years old for the Dream Academy. They hailed from London. They were well known for a handful of tracks, including a rather nifty version of the Smiths' Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want that turned up in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But this is their standalone most famous moment, a huge single for them, released in this week in 1985 and recorded as a tribute to Nick Drake. This is Life in a Northern Town. See you next week.
The Salvation Army band played, and the children drunk lemonade. And the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. No, he never would have waved goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight.